بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Desert to Allah Ta'ala, two things is wanted at all times. One is to be sadiq, you must be true. You must be, and secondly, you must be sincere. Sincerity and sadiq is two things. You must be true at heart. You must be true. If you haven't got these two things in you, then you're not a true sadiq. Sincerity is so important. Mahazrat in one majlis says that a person, when he's sincere and he's true, then he's got nafsa mutma'inna in him. Nafsa mutma'inna. Nafsa mutma'inna, when a person gets that in him, so what does he want day after? Ya ayyatuha an-nafsu al-mutma'inna. So the most important thing, he says, that when a person's aqidah is correct, his aqidah must be correct. With his aqidah, he has true at heart, very sincere, then he's got mutma'inna with him all the time. Mutma'inna with him. There's no more lawamana, nothing at all. A true mu'min, when the time he is passing away, that kind of person who's got this nafsa mutma'inna in him, when he begins to pass away, he has the knowledge that he's passing his mind. He has the knowledge that Mahazrat is saying, I'm not saying, I'm just saying what he said. And it makes so much of sense. But once the person got this in his heart, that he's got his true at heart and got nafsa mutma'inna, then it's obvious that the time he is passing away, he has the knowledge that he is passing away with iman. And that too, perfect iman. That was perfect. Only iman, but passing away with perfect iman. He has the knowledge of that. Why? Because he knows that, yeah, the moment the person passes with that kind of iman, the farishtas are actually inviting him. That يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ تُرْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَةً, which we read at a time when people pass away, it's not that. This is something else. When your iman is of that kind, when you fought yourself all the time, then you are true and sincere. So when you have that mutma'inna in you all the time, so in the time of death, when the angels come to you, what are they telling you? So you know exactly that you have passed away iman. So how important it is that you know that nafsa mutma'inna, you know. Nafsa mutma'inna, which is important. And once it is that, in other words, says return to your Rabb, just as you are returning in the world. What does he mean by that? Return to your Rabb as you are returning to your in the world. In other words, this much. Now you must start rolling. It's parking, you know, the Fortuners and all the cost Fortuners there. They think they got big cars, but they can park it anywhere they want to. Whereas, you know, it's so important that you never give taklif to anyone. Don't give taklif to anyone. ND750443, the Fortuner. Please remove the car. So when the angels say, they say, turn to your Rabb, just as you return to Rabb in the world. Now what's the meaning of that? That first when you return to the world, the meaning of that is this much, that in the world you should commit a sin. But when you committed the sin, you do not look after the sin, you rub the sin off while you turn to Allah. In the world, when one is a person commits a sin and he sits with the sin, and one is a person commits a sin and he rubs the sin off, he says, turn to Allah straight away. That he makes tawbah. There are difference of people too, but when he makes tawbah, that kind of sin. In other words, whenever he should commit a sin, he should make tawbah. Either with his tongue or with his heart. To make with the tongue or to make with the heart. the outcome of the Tawbah is that black spot which was in his heart. That black spot fades away. And we know the hadith of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person commits a sin, one black spot can fade. My dear friends, as long as you make Tawbah straight away, that it goes away straight. Your iman becomes strong again. But if you commit a sin and commit all the time, that black spot is increasing, Allah mani your father. So once that increases the point where then khatam Allah ala qulubihim, then it should become most difficult for that person to move out anymore, that black spot cannot. Sometimes it should become so difficult that it becomes that his iman goes away. So here Hazrat is saying so nicely that you went to Rabb. In the world the Farishta are saying you now come to your Rabb, as you come to the world you can be a Rabb too. How nice for Hazrat is showing us, do not lose hope, but do not delay in Tawbah. Do not delay in Tawbah, you committed a sin, make Tawbah straight away. Hazrat, you say, as long as you got breath, you got hope. As long as you got breath, you got. So how important it is that you got this breath, make Tawbah khalas. So you have this saying that but you make Tawbah straight away. And sometimes you just need not, you only made it the tongue. You did not even make the tongue, you made it the heart. And sometimes with this but you know you make it the heart. You make Tawbah the heart. So he came with that iman that is pure. When a person makes Tawbah with his heart, they do. With his tongue, what happens there after he is pure? He is pure. His iman is pure. And that is what is wanted. Once the person makes Tawbah, the black spot goes away, it is pure again. So to return to your Rabb. So Hazrat Hanbi Rahmatullah says, my love, Allah Ta'ala does not turn away from me, turn away from Allah. Allah Ta'ala does not turn away from us, we turn away from Allah Ta'ala. It's a very important statement this. He does not turn away from us, we turn away from Him. Now what do you expect Him to do to us, would ask them, if we are turned away? After committing a sin, at least make Tawbah, Allah Ta'ala, they turn to Him. You turn to Him, He must turn to you. You turn to Him, He must turn to you, He must definitely turn. Sometimes a person does not have the opportunity to say it with a tongue also. Sometimes a person does not have the opportunity to make Tawbah with his tongue also. He does not have the opportunity with his hand also. Some people tell me, you know, Maulana, I'm so sick, I can't even lift my hand to make dua. I said, so what about it? Allah does not only look at your hand. Allah look at your heart. A person all his life, bichara, he can't lift his hand up. One lady is always saying, I can't lift my hand up. So I said, what do you want? You made your tongue with your heart. That to Allah Ta'ala accepts straightly. So we must not lose hope that because I am weak now, I cannot lift my hand up and not make dua. Because people thinking to make dua only with the hand is important. Making dua with the heart is most important. So as I say, this mother opportunity cannot even lift his hand up. But with the heart, very strongly he regrets. That regret he had. That strongly that he regrets for that sin he has committed. Allahu Akbar. You know, one person was had a very bad habit of committing zina. That's why, you know, you can't look down at anyone. Onana, Allahu Akbar. And one day, you know, he went near a woman. And what happened to him was something else. A regret came in his heart so strongly that he made sure that he did not go near her. And he was a person who was continuously going, a habitual fornicator. But a condition came into him at that time. Who can you look down at, my dear friend? Look down upon yourself. What kind of namaz you are reading? What are you looking at your own actions? This person actually, you know, he got so disturbed. He disturbed that he looked at the person who should look at all the time, he looked at with hate.
How that hate came into him all of a sudden? How that regret came into him all of a sudden? It's because he must be regretting for what he has done. The regret was there all the time. He may be doing, committing that act, but regretting, Ya Allah. And somehow the time was up for him that so happened that immediately after, the regret came, the hate also came. Regret what? Hate. He did not lift his hand up. The regret was at heart. So when the regret of the heart, the hate came, and ultimately love of Allah came in there. Love of Allah Ta'ala came. Allah Ta'ala gives whoever He wants to give His love to. Yes, if you turn to Him, He must turn to you too. You must turn to Him. So this is what they say, Hazrat is saying, Sadiq means you must be so turned to Him, you must get nafsa mukma, inna yo. That lawama and amara must not take you over, must not overtake you. In no way the nafs must overtake you. You must overtake the nafs and become mukma, inna, and completely at ease, no nafs. That is meant in the meaning of that you are in a battle all the time. Don't be under the impression, I said mukma, inna, minna, you sit down quietly. In other words, continuously you are fighting with the lawama to that extent that you're making sure you don't leave from mutmain at all. All the time you are. But the heart very strongly regrets. Mangya, work is done. When your regret work is done, then Allah holds your hand. Allah Ta'ala holds it. So Mahadir said, when a mu'min gets sick, when a mu'min gets sick, listen to this very carefully. The sickness goes for a very long period. One is sickness for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, you know. One is sickness for a long period of time. In that long period of time when he's sick, it so happens that death is in front of him. He's not dying. He's not dying. He's still alive. But death is in front of him 24 hours. What do you think is happening to that person? He only knows himself. He did not pass away. He knows that. But death is in front of him 24 hours because of the sickness that I'm now going to go. I'm now going to go. The Hazrat says, long. Yet death does not come in front of him. But death has come in his heart. The death has come into his heart. Now tell me that person's experience. And Hazrat says, tell me that person experienced that kind of condition. What do you think he must be doing at heart? Regret. Tawbah. Because he knows the Malakul Maut will come. When he's coming, he does not know, but the Maut is there in front of him. Now, because of this condition that long Allah has, you know, everything is a blessing. Some person, when a person is very, very sick, Allah Ta'ala knows by it. Now, if that person wants good health, Allah Ta'ala knows by not giving it. Now that person must not speak out of turn on him. He must not complain. He must not complain. He must be happy that Allah Ta'ala is keeping him in this condition. Many a people today you find that they begin to say, you know what, hey, I'm so sick and sick. How nice I could well. Right? But Allah Ta'ala knows why not keeping him well too. Because the moment getting well, Khuda na kare guna mein mubtala ho. Khuda na kare gets in Muslim also. So Allah Ta'ala knows what is. So this person, when he's so long period is committing, sick, very sick, the regret that he has, that is called Tawbaisa. He has now, he's forgiven Allah. Now it's from his heart is sick. But there's no other way out, his heart is sick. So he is forgiven. And when he's forgiven, what he's been told? He's been told this, but that your sin is forgiven, Allah is happy with you. You're happy, Allah Ta'ala. What are we looking for? We are looking to searching for the pleasure of Allah. Remember one thing, everything that we do in this world, the only thing we are seeking for is the pleasure of Allah. If you got the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala in you, you got everything. Ya Allah, I'm happy with you. You are happy with me, I'm happy with you. So the person continuously making tawbah all the time, and Allah is happy with him, that kind of person then says, no, the Farista says from him, now that you included in my special servants, you included in my special servants. Just imagine that person just need Tawbah and Allah will include in the special for the Kuli. Now the Jannah is prepared for you. It was prepared for you, that is prepared that you can enter Jannah. In other words, the most important thing here is this matter, because continuously he made sure he brought himself into nafs mutmainnah, that committing sin but straightway to regret. The sin that whatever he commits, straightway begins to regret. That black spot was not increased. He's all the time making tawbah, all the time, ask for forgiveness. Sometimes with his mouth, sometimes with his tongue, sometimes with his heart only. But the regret becomes so strong to that extent that he gets nafs mutmainnah, that iman becomes so strong. And that person, then Allah tells him, for the khuli fil jannah. It is prepared for you, and now you can do it. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. You know the Imam reads, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Say my Rabb. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Rabb, what is the meaning of Rabb? Rabb is a person that Allah who looks after us, who takes care of us, who feeds us, who looks after us, take care of all of us. Now this is very important to understand that our Rabb is looking after us. Then why are we worried about it? We worried of things that we're not supposed to be. But Allah said, I took responsibility, I looked after you. Now you shouldn't worry, I don't know what's going to happen to me now. I'm going to get married tomorrow. You know, what's going to happen? That's in Allah's hands. Allah said, my hands. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. We say, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, my Rabb. Thumma istaqamu. Then you are firm on it. Steadfastness. The moment you say you are Rabbi, you are steadfast on the thing, that means you must be so firm, no one must shake you. No one must shake you. Why is it that after you say Rabbi, then and still making the decision to God, they say, you, if someone is shaking, then look, who's going to look after me? Who's going to take care of me? Because you must know my Rabbi, that in other words, you must know I am the curer, you don't commit any kind of shirk. You don't commit any kind of shirk. When the moment you say, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, my Rabb is by Allah, who looks after me, who takes care of me, cures me, everything. In other words, you only look up towards Him and no one else. You do not commit any kind of shirk when you must. In other words, your ibadat also, my Allah is sufficient. Do not make namaz with anyone else. You make namaz for everyone else, you commit a shirk. You read Quran for everyone else, because Allah, you commit a shirk. Any charity you've given, you give for Hajj, you commit a shirk, you make beside Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا إِذَا you make for Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا in that you be firm on it. Then you find that the نَزْلَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَلَيْهِ Allah تَخَافُوا عَلَيْهِ. And that kind of person in the time, and he, all the time, he's very firm in his istiqamah. And he makes this kind of thing. Allah تَخَافُوا for his ta'ala. Allah تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. What are you fearing now? There's no fear, no sorrow, no grief now. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. The farishtas give you glad tidings. The farishtas give you glad tidings that Jannah is prepared for you now. You go inside. You are so firm. You made sure that you made me happy. You made sure that time you committed sin, you made Tawbah straight away. You made sure that whatever happened, that you did not commit the sin all the time. You made that effort all the time and you made Tawbah all the time. This is a condition today that you are so firm in whatever you did. Jannat fadkhulu. And the Farishta said that in a world where you are your friends and in the dunya and akhirah. Look what was glad tidings given for a person who made Tawbah and become firm not to commit those sins again. And he said for us that Allah, the Farishta has even given glad tidings that in a world where your friends and in akhirah. تَتَنَزُّلُ الْمَعَدْ اللَّهَ تَخَوَاكُ وَلَا تَحْسَنُ. So this is istiqamat, as he says, that one has to understand that if you have istiqamah in him, firmness, that when you commit a sin, make tawbah. Don't regret. Regret must have. The regret must have. We could not put your hand up, but regret at heart. So many people in this world, we don't know what them wrong they may be doing, but in the end they regret that had them, Allah forgive them. That's why they say you do not know who passed away iman, who not passed away iman. You find a person crying, you know, is like fearing. Today you know when you see a person smiling, and say, hey, mashallah, what can death have? How do you know? How do you know? Certain things only Allah knows, don't ask. Like when a person passes away, you say, hey, Jannati. Why? Any Jibreel Islam came to tell you that? No one told it. That is in Allah's hands. That woman, she when she told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I want to see my son in the world being martyred. She went and said, Jannat bar Mubarak. What do you think Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who knows? What do you say? Who knows? Only Allah knows it. So it's not our duty, but to think good of a Muslim is very important. When anyone passes away, must think good, inshallah, khuda kare Allah ki jannat. But we have no right to say what we say now. So if you see a person smiling, because the time of death, shaitan also comes near a person. That's why they say you make dua Allah, save at the time of the truth of shaitan and the time of death. Shaitan comes like a person is so much involved in the world, he likes money too much, then his money is coming from him. His money is coming. So he looks at that thing and he smiles and gets happy with that. Then the person got some bad habits in him. He's a womanizer or something. He's got a special contact with some wrong woman. Then that woman also comes in front of shaitan. So he looks at Allah Almighty, his father from her. That alhamdulillah, once you continue with the iman all the time, then we know all these things, then at the time of death we will know exactly what to do. Look, we have been told all these things and in the time of death, Allah must protect us, but the most in the time of death, we know that Allah will be with us to protect our iman. We know that. So when you see a person smiling, you must not jump into conclusion, but you can't say, inshallah, khudaka, Allah has good there. And then you find many times people say, you know, look at that person, man, look at him now. You know, he passed away in a fear. What's wrong? What happened to him now? He does not realize in that time, as I've seen the farishta, he started crying and regretting for his sins. And at that time, Allah forgave. So we don't know who is who. We cannot know who. That is one thing hidden between him and us. But the good part of the majlis today is, Hazrat said, which you must remember this. And that is what? Nafs mutma'inna. A person who is a true, sincere, who follows his, who does not follow his nafs in committing sins, because he's a nafs mutma'inna. And nafs mutma'inna, Allah Ta'ala says that that person who has got kamil iman to doubt iman. So that person has the knowledge of doubt iman. May dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala. Sabku nafs mutma'inna nasib iman. Fahul da'un, alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على كل من طاعه وعلى آله وصحبه اللهم احسن عاقبتنا في الدنيا واجنا في الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكن من الخاسرين فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا توفني مسلم الصالحين ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تدع في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم صلى الله تعالى على